Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rams have signed Baker Mayfield. And Adam Schefter says he could even play. Now, this just makes no sense to me. He could even play Thursday night against the Raiders. We'll have that game on the fan here. We'll be watching that game over at Mike's Beer Bar for our Christmas karaoke night. Rams and Raiders. And when you are on Monday Night Football and you're in the hunt, as the graphic showed, also in the hunt is the Raiders. So Steelers rooting against the Raiders, needing the Rams to beat the Raiders. And now it could be Baker Mayfield with like no practice time, no prep to start that game. I'm looking at the teams who passed on him. So the Texans are 1-10-1. They had first dibs in the waiver process. The Bears were next at 3-10. They weren't going to claim him because of Fields, obviously.
Broncos, I believe, would have been in there too at
3-9. Broncos would have been the next team. That would have been interesting if they just sat down Russell Wilson after giving him all that money for... That wasn't going to happen.
That would be it, I think. Just those three. 3-10, 1-10-1, and 3-9.
Man, why wouldn't the Texans do it? They're playing Kyle Allen right now.
Because I think they're going to go back to our pal Mills Davis.
Yeah, but why not just see what Baker...
Because he's a Texas guy, all that crap.
Did you see what their stadium looked like on Sunday for the Deshaun Watson game? There were like 10 people there.
I think that they are just so dead set on they're taking like probably Bryce Young at this point because Stroud's stock seems to be oddly falling when I look at these mocks. I think they're just so dead set on that they figure why bring in anybody who might upset the apple cart. How many more games do the Texans have to lose? Let me see here. They'd have to lose, what, two more games, I think, to clinch last place? Three more, maybe? The Broncos could go 3-14. So could the Rams.
So could the Bears.
So they have to lose four more games, I would guess, to then guarantee it, right?
They're 1-10-1.
Yeah, if they were 2-14-1, that would be it. So they have to lose four more.
They don't have to. It depends what those other teams do.
Well, you know what I mean. To clinch it. I'm not saying Mayfield's any good. He's not. He sucked in Carolina. But we have seen him play well enough before, albeit in the distant past now, it feels like, that he could go in there and accidentally screw things up by winning a game or two that they don't intend him to win. So that would be my guess. They are just very committed to the tank job here. They've got the Cowboys, Chiefs, Titans. They ain't winning crap. They could have brought Baker in. Those three teams are going to wreck them.
Man, I think that the way his career has gone, there was an initial sense in Pittsburgh that he got done wrong by the Browns because the way they pushed him out to bring a scoundrel in and a reprehensible person in Deshaun Watson accused of heinous things. Best case scenario, he's a total creep. Mm-hmm. And to guarantee him all that money and to jettison a guy that had won a playoff game for you the way that they did it when he had played the previous year hurt, I think you could look at that and think it was unfair. But he hasn't done anything to show the fans and the football people that had support or belief in him. He didn't do anything in Carolina to make those people look good. I think his career as a starting quarterback looks completely shot right now. I think he's another quarterback now that makes the Steelers' drought without a playoff win look even worse. The two guys that have come in here and won playoff games during that drought, Blake Bortles and Baker Mayfield, are going to go down as, I mean, you call them draft busts, don't you?
Baker Mayfield has what I would call two statistically good seasons out of five in the NFL.
But when you're a quarterback that's picked one in Mayfield's case and three in Bortles' case, and you don't make it to a second contract with that team.
Oh, I know. It's bad, man.
Even though he ended their long stretch without a playoff win, gave him their first since coming back into the league.
It completely self-destructed after that happened. They completely self-destructed. I mean, he had one objectively very good year there, and his rookie year was pretty good too, by and large.
And it does, as a guy that has been the let's draft Kenny. He's the right guy. Go get Kenny Pickett and let Kenny Pickett be your quarterback. I personally feel validated and very much vindicated because there was definitely people on this station who were saying, no, let's just take a chance on Baker Mayfield instead. You know, let's go the Baker route. Let's go the Trubisky route. Let's find this bridge quarterback.
Baker's like makeup off the field, not completely, but some of the stuff you hear about him being this hyper competitive chip on the shoulder guy, you heard about Pickett, but I do think for him it's manifested in the worst possible ways throughout his career, Mayfield. Like, I think he has been the guy who takes the chip on the shoulder and really presses and lets it get in his head. Brady's a chip on the shoulder guy, the ultimate chip on the shoulder guy, but I think with Mayfield it kind of consumed him. I'll go back to this. When he gets hurt the way he did, if he rehabs that injury normally and comes back, no matter what shape the Browns are in at that point, right, and just plays healthy when he gets back, I think his career arc is possibly very different.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.